Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamah Samach Beis Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Aleph from the Beis. So says the Mishnah, Levatu Adam Mepiru Virivya Elam Ken Yesh Leibanim. A person can't be Mevatu from Puravu until he has children. How many children? Beishamah Elimim Shnei Zacharim, Beisil Elimim Zachor Nekeva. According to Beishamah, two boys. According to Beisil, a boy and a girl. Shanemar, where does Beisil know it from that it's a boy and a girl? Shanemar Zachor Nekeva Baram. We find Mebriya Sa'ilim, Hashem created a boy and a girl. So too, that's everyone's mitzvah Puravu is to have a boy and a girl. So Goraz Medaye, Ken Yesh Leibanim Mepiru Virivya. It's mash from the Mishnah that then if he has children, so then he can be mevatel from puravu, but he still has to have a wife. So where does that come from? He said Shmuel was mechadish that even if a person already has children, he still has to be married. Marriage is not just to have children. There's also an Indian just to be married. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, it's not good for a man to be by himself, not just to have children, but even just out being married. From the mission of the opposite, that if a person has children, so then he can be mevatel from puravu. Ubatul nami miisha. He also doesn't have to be married. The mission didn't say anything about being married. So says the Gemara, "Nimi tavi tufti the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel." So this sounds like a kash on Shmuel. To which the Gemara says, "Lie. I could tell that satav shana the Mishnah that in libadim naisi isha bas banim." If he doesn't have children, so then he has to dafka marry a woman who's a bas banim. And yeshli banim, nice yeshutala bas banim. As opposed to if he has children, so then he can even get married to a woman who's not a bas banim. But either way, he has to get married. Now says the Gemara, nafkamina about marrying a bas banim or ain't a bas banim, besides the etzim nafka, the din itself, is limkor sefer tayra b'shil banim. Is whether or not we could sell a sefer tayra to pay for the wedding by a bas banim, so we could sell a sefer tayra to pay for the chasna, as opposed to in a bas banim, so then we do not sell a sefer tayra. Says the Gemara, Beishami Aymrim Shnei Zachar. Beishami said a person for Puravu has to have two boys. Where's Beishami coming from? Where did they get it from that a person has to have two boys? Says the Gemara, Yafinami Maisha, the Pasuk says, B'nei Maisha Gershav Eliezer. It says that Maisha had two boys, and then he was Pirish from his wife. He wouldn't be Pirish if he still had a mitzvah Puravu. It must be he was Yaitse Puravu through the two boys. Beisil, Yafinam Briyasa Sha'ilam. Whereas Beisil, we know from the Mishnah already, that Beisil learns from Briyasa Ailam that a person has to have a boy and a girl. So now ask the Gemara, Beishamai Lelfim Briyasa Sha'ilam. Why doesn't Beishamai learn from Beisila, from Briyasa Ailam, that you can have a boy and a girl and be Yaitse Puravu? Because they ain't done an Efshem Rishi Efshem. Hashem had to create a boy and a girl. That's the only way the world would continue. But now that there already are boys and girls, now Beishamai says the way you're Yaitse Puravu is by having two boys. Beisila Nami Lelfim Maisha. Why doesn't Beisila learn out from Maisha Beinu that a person could be Yaitse with two boys? Ami Lach, Beisila will tell you that Maisha we died Tehu David. Maisha wasn't Yaitse Puravu. It was something that he did as a Hira Shah. It was something that he did on his own. He made a the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that there are shloisha dvarim, there are three such things that Isa Maisha midaita, that Maisha did on his own, v'skimu daita l'das hamakayim, and Hashem was masking him. Pirish mina isha, v'shibra luchais, v'haisef yoy mechad. He was perished from his wife, like we discussed. He broke the luchais when he saw that Klaisa was being oivid of the ego, and he added another day into preparing for Matan Torah. So says the Gemara now, Pirish mina isha maidara, she was so perished from his wife. How did he know to do that? What did he darish it? Amar, he said as follows, Umay Yisrael shall dibri imam shchina lefisha, v'kavu lehem zman. If you find my Klal Yisrael, it was a set time. It was only for a short amount of time that Hashem was going to speak with them by Matan Torah, and yet still Amar Torah al tikshu al isha, that they weren't allowed to be with their wives. So ani, shemiyucha the dibur b'chosha v'sha v'lekavu lezman, Hashem speaks to me all the time, and there's no set time for it. It could happen at any moment. So achas kama v'kama, I have to always be separated from my wife. V'skimu da'ita l'das ha'malkim. And Hashem was masking, like we find after Matan Torah, Shneimer, the pasuk says, Leich emor lahem, shuvu lachem la'ah aleichem. Hashem tells Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael that they should go back to their tents, to go back to being with their wives. And Hashem tells Moshe, v'ata, but you Moshe, poya moini madi, you stay here with me. You see, he was masking not to go back to his wife. Shivras aluchais madarash. What did he dash to break the luchais? Amar, he said as follows: Uma pesach shu echad mishesh meis ushal shasim mitzvos. Carbon pesach is just one of the tariq mitzvos. And Amar tayra kol ben eichal yoychavod. And if the person's a yisrael mummer, if he's off the derech, he's not allowed to take part in the carbon pesach. So a tayra kulas. When it comes to the entire tayra, v'yisrael mumarim and klaisos mumarim alachas kamav v'kamo, that they can't have it. So therefore he broke it. V'eski mudaito l'asamakim dechsev, as the pasuk says, asher shibarta v'amar yishlakish amar lekadosh baruch l'maisha yasher koychacha. He gave him a shkayach that he broke the luchais. What did he darsh it to add a day on to prepare for Matan Torah? The pasuk says on the Wednesday before Matan Torah, Dalat Sivan. The pasuk says, "Hashem says, get ready today and tomorrow for Matan Torah." which would mean Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday will be Matan Torah. However, Maisha Darshan that Hayoyim Kimachar, today has to be like tomorrow. Ma Machar Leilo Imay, Af Hayoyim Leilo Imay, just like tomorrow, there's going to be a night and a day, it's a full day, so today has to be a full day. V'layla Te'inna Nafaklay, this is Wednesday, part of the night already left already, so therefore now it must be Shraminot Shayoyim Ilavarme Inna, it has to be two full days besides Wednesday, so it's Thursday and Friday, and Shabbos will be Matan Torah. Like we find, and Lamaisa the Shechina didn't rest in our Sinai until Shabbos. Says the Gemara writer now, Tani, we learned in the Brayser Rav Nasan Aimer, Beishamay Aimrim Shnei Zacharim Ushnei Nekevos, Beisol Aimrim Zachar Unekeva. Beishamay says a person's Yaitzeh Puravu with two Zacharim and two Nekevos, a different new Shita that we have never seen before. Beisol says a Zachar Nekeva like we had in the Mishnah. So I'm Rav Huna, my time with Rav Nasan, leave it to Beishamay. Leave it to Beisol, we get it. It's the same Beisol as our Mishnah. But what's Pshan in Rav Nasan, according to Beishamay, that you have to have two boys and two girls, where does he get that from? The Pasuk says, Vataysev Aledes is Achav is Hava. It says that after Chava, a birth to Kayin, it says she continued to give birth to Achiv es Havel, to his brother Havel, but it says the word es twice, so we dash it from there, Havel va'achoysa, Kayin va'achoysa, that each one, Kayin and Havel, had sisters, so you see that there's two boys and two girls. Now where do you see that that has to do anything to do with Puravu? Because Uksiv, the Pasuk says that after Kayin killed Havel, so Chava gave birth to a new boy, Shais, and she named him Shais, ki shasli elikim zera acher tachas Havel, ki hargei Kayin. And she said that Hashem replaced Havel by giving me this child. So you see that there would need to be a replacement to be Yaitzei Puravu. Whereas for Rabbana, those that argue on the Shita, they say back, no, that's not the Pshat of the Pasuk. Idea would come like this. She was just stopped saying thank you, Hashem replaced Havel, but not because it had anything to do with the mitzvah for Ravu, it was just the practical thing. She was very thankful. Says the Gemara Tani Yidach, we learned in another Braisa, the Rav Nasan Aimer, Beishami Aimer, Mzachar Nekeva. According to Beishami, you might say, Puravu with a boy and a girl, like Beisel of our Mishnah. Beisel Aimer, Ay Zachar Nekeva. A new Shita, Beisel says, you might say with a Zachar or a Nekeva, one child. Now, I'm a Rav, my time with Rav Nasan, leave it to Beisela. Leave it to Beishami, we know. It's the regular Shita, Beisel of our Mishnah, from Bria Sa'ilam. But what's the Pshad Rav Nasan, leave it to Beisela? Says the Gemara, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that the purpose of the world is to have children for there to be creation, for there for to procreate. So he did that by having a child, so he's assisting in there being a hemshach to the world. So therefore, that's why he's yotze with any sort of child. Itmar was stated, what's the halacha if a person had a child, or had children, a boy and a girl, let's say, as a guy, and then he converted, is he Yaitse Puravu? Rabbi Yechna Amar Kai Puravu? Rabbi Yechna says yes, he's Yaitse. Rish Lakash Amar Lai Kai Puravu Rivya. Rish Lakash says he's not Yaitse. Rabbi Yechna Amar Kai Puravu Rivya, the Havulay, because he has children. Rish Lakash Amar Lai Kai Puravu Rivya, because Gershon is Gair, Kukatach Naila Dami. Because once he's a Gair, so now he's no longer related to the Gaisha children that he had. Now says the Gemara that Vazul Tamayu, this that they, how much Yachas we give between a Gair and his Gaisha children, it seems to be a Machalikas Lashitasam, the Idmar, that how you lay Banu when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to having a double portion, if let's say a person, a guy had children, and then he converts, so is the next child that he has as a Jew, will that child be considered the Bechar? Rabbi Yechon Amar Ein Lei Bechar L'Nachla, that he won't be, because the Havulei Reishis Oina, he already has Reishis Oina from it when he was a guy. Reish Lakish Amar Yesh Lei Bechar L'Nachla, because Gershon is Gair, now he's a new person, so the next child he has is going to be the Bechar. It says the Gemara, you need both Machleksim, V'apuruvu and Nachla, Tzricha Diyash, we didn't if I would just have the machlekes of Puravu, I would say Bahika Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Bishon de Meikar Nami Bnei Purivya Nenu. I would say that's what Rabbi Yechonon says, that he's Yaitzei Puravu, because even as Goyim, even though there's no mitzvahs Puravu, but they're shaykh to the Indian Puravu, there's such a concept of a father and a son, and that's why he's Yaitzei, Avol Eni Nachlo, the Labani Nachlo Nenu, but they have no shaykhs to the parish of Bechar, of the Jewish parish of Nachlo, so even Maidi Leila Reish Lakish, and maybe Rabbi Yechonon would be Maidi to Reish Lakish, that now the new child he has is going to be the Bechar. V'yitmer Bahan, if I would just have the parish, the Machalikis by Bechar, I would say Bahakam Reish Lakish, that there's a concept of Bechar, because the guy has no shaykhs to Bechar. Avol Bahi, but when it comes to Puravu, even Maidi Leila Rabbi Yechonon, maybe Reish Lakish would be Maidi to Reish Lakish, to Rabbi Yechonon, and he is Yaitzei, this is Mekai Puravu. That's why Tzricha, that's why I needed the Machlekes to be spelled out in both instances. Now, Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish, how could you say that by a guy there's no yachas, there's no yichus between the father and his son, but the pasuk says, Beisahi, Shalach, Breidach, Baladan, Ben Baladan, Melabav, Avagaymer, it calls him Baladan, Ben Baladan, it calls him after his father. So Amar Leib, Reish Lakish says back, no, Beyoisan, Avnikachav, and Mislu, Chayas, but his Gairu, Lesu, Chayas. I'm asking that Gayim have a concept of yichus, but my problem is that once a person converts, now he's a Gershon, this guy could cut the Shanoil Dami, and now he severs those ties, and now he doesn't have yichus to his children. I'm a Rav, that Hakol Maidim Be'Evet Shilu Chayas. Everyone agrees, even though by a guy there is chayas, by an eved there's absolutely no chayas. And if he converts after having children as an eved, if he is freed, so he's not going to be mekayim peruvu. The pasuk says, "Shvulachem payim achamar." Avram Avinu tells the Narim, tells Eliezer, "Stay over here with the chamar." Ama daimel chamar. He calls him a nation that's similar to a chamar. I mean, there's not going to be any yichas. Meisve asked the Gemara, how could you say that by an avadim there's no yichas? The pasuk says, "Well, tziva chamisha asar banim v'asrim avadim." The tziva was an eved of Shalom Melech. It says that he had 15 sons. You see that there's yichas. Amar b'achamar Yaakov kepar ben bakar. No, it's also like you would say that the Betsy the cow had a child. So that's what it means. Tziva had a child. Doesn't mean anything more than that. Not any more than an animal. Ask the Gemara Yaakov. So, if you're willing to read the pasuk like that, so then Hachanami, when it comes to Baladan ben Baladan, what was the briar from there that Gaim have yichas? Say over there also that it's just like animals. So says the Gemara, no, there it's different. Shani Hasim Yachsanu Bishmayu Ubishmad Avuhai. It says Baladan ben Baladan. It says their names. That already doesn't seem like it's animals. That already seems like it's a real din yichas. V'achulim Efarish. As opposed to over here by Tziva, it doesn't say the children's names. V'ibayseima Yachsanu Bidoch Dachriti. It could be in Echanami. The fact that by Baladim and Baladim it says the father's name, that's not a raya. That could be like animals. But even by an animal, you would never say the grandfather. You never be miyachis an animal by the grandfather. By Gayim, we find that the pasuk is miyachis them by the grandfather. That's a raya that they have yichas. So as the pasuk says, by Yishlachim Melech Asa El Ben Hadad Ben Tavrimoy Ben Chezion Melech Adam Melech Aram Hayoshev Demesek Leimer. So you see, it's the miyachis after the grandfather. That already is a ride that they have yichas.